This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to hour number two of Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kunin, filling in for Fred Penny, who's on assignment. But we have a Penny in the house, Garrett Penny. Seated to my right, how you doing?
Doing fantastic. Happy to be here.
How did the first hour treat you?
I haven't fallen asleep yet.
Hey, well, you know my.
He's closed.
Give me time. And that's Cal. That other voice you hear, Cal Hunter.
The sleepy voice.
How you doing, Cal?
Very well, thank you. You know, I come here every Saturday. It's a commitment, time commitment on my part, and I am so thankful every week. I drive home. I grab my Taco Bell. I go home. I talk to my wife on the phone. She says, "How'd the show go?" And I say, "Well, that's not important. The important..." No, I mean, I love this, and I'm thankful for the privilege. I just want you to know that's important.
Garrett, have you ever heard of professional athletes that their performance might change when they're in their, quote, contract year, the last year of their contract?
Oh, no, they always, you know, they always, the hardest workers doing the best they can all years of their contract.
And so I hear everything that Cal just said, and I'm looking at him, it's like, is this a contract show, Cal? Are you in your contract show right now? This is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Well, it is, if you think about it. I get to work with you almost every week, Denise almost every week, Fred, Garrett occasionally, and Garrett is just en fuego right now, man. He's like Steph Curry of radio law shows. He's like,
I wouldn't
boom,
say
boom.
That. Steph boom. Curry just missed a bunch of shots, I saw.
Yeah, but how many did he make?
He missed a bunch of threes. Yeah. First time in, what, 230-some-odd games?
He had one game when he did not make a three. But after the championship game, he came through, man.
True.
How about
very
them
true.
Warriors? Yeah, wow.
Well, at the risk of stealing a line from former ESPN host Dan Patrick, I say, Garrett Penny, en fuego.
Exactly.
You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him.
Exactly, exactly right. And here's another one about Garrett that was just recently said. Okay, I'm just...
Well, in the first hour, we talked about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, and a little different conversation, kind of focused on what one of the jurors had said in an interview and how that plays out with what the jurors have to deliberate on and the differences between civil and criminal. If you want to hear that discussion, you can get on to RadioLawTalk.com. Probably by Monday of next week, it'll drop as a podcast. You can also find the Radio Law Talk podcast on all of the podcast streaming services. I think we're on all of them. And look for the Amber Heard. You can search those podcasts as well. They're searchable by keyword in the title of the podcast. So.
And do you like do a little thumbs up, a little ratings things? Because we were climbing up really quickly for a time. And if you have that option of, you know, saying something nice about the show on the podcast, that would be nice. Just a little, you know, whatever it is they do. Garrett would know better than I, but.
Give us a little thumbs up juice there on the podcast.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be outstanding. Also, in the first hour, I forgot to mention this.
Oh, no.
But, you know, Cal, cue the disclaimer music. Radio Law Talk is not for the dispensing of legal advice to any individual. Do not take anything we say as legal advice for you specific to your case. Do not quote us in court. That's not going to get you very far. About the only advice that we can really give here on the air is the admonition that if you have a legal issue that you are dealing with and you need legal advice specific to your issue, seek out an attorney of your choice. Have an attorney-client confidential conversation with that attorney and retain them to represent you so you can get advice specific to the issue you're facing.
I mean, that really works best if you think about it. Sure, you can take what we say as a matter of a general legal principle and say, well, I heard this and I heard that, and all of that may be true. But I, having spoken to a few people who've been in prison, they can get themselves in trouble by going on what they think the law says. You probably know this far more than I as a former prosecutor and now a current defense attorney. People hear things and they think it's gospel, and that means they don't know anything many times.
Right? You know, lately I have, on TikTok, I've been following a couple of accounts that are law enforcement officers that teach other law enforcement officers about basics and investigation of cases and stuff. And invariably, they have a section in their course where they talk about Supreme Court cases and how far can you go as a law enforcement officer and not violate somebody's Fourth Amendment rights in terms of a search. And honestly, I know the cases they're referring to, and oftentimes I look at that and what they say, and I think, that ain't quite what that case says, and there are a whole bunch of exceptions, and you know, you're painting with a very broad brush there.
Exactly, right.
And the danger is that some law enforcement officer attending that conference is going to hear what you say and then think, I know the law as it relates to that, and try to employ that in some case they're investigating and actually be in violation of the Fourth Amendment because there was a nuance that was left out in the presentation you saw.
Interesting. That's coming up on our third hour case or no case, something of that very scenario pile you're talking about.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Maybe well, it's speaking of case or no case,
yeah.
Cal, can you – you should be – you've got time. You could set us up for our second one.
I'll give it a shot.
All right.
Let's see if I can just roll the open. That'd be helpful, wouldn't it? Okay.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Her parents named her Bogus Rain because when her mother found out she was pregnant, she said, that's bogus. And the first thing they saw when she was born outside the hospital was rain. And she grew into an independent, thinking, free spirit of woman who hated to wear shoes. Her uncle Charlie was a grizzled military veteran, a stickler for the rules, then was bogus. One July, Uncle Chuck needed to go from Amarillo to a VA specialty clinic in Colorado. He couldn't drive himself all the way because of his medical condition, so he asked around the family for a relief driver. Bogus Rain said, sure, I'll go along, and she did. It was on a cloudy night that he and Rain took over, and then Rain took over on northbound Highway 385. Uncle Charlie and Rain argued over whether she should wear shoes. He said it's against the law to drive without shoes. She said it is not. But she settled for her formal footwear, flip-flops, or as you know, some people call them, thongs, you see, wayward thong. Anyway, and wouldn't you know it, the accelerator got stuck between her foot and the flip-flop, and Rain ran off the road. No serious damage to the body of the pickup truck, but got banged up pretty well, and a New Mexico highway patrolman came by them, got their information, said they'd be receiving a traffic citation in the mail. Charlie and she jawed a little bit as they drove to a bigger city so they could get the truck checked out. And then the New Mexico insurance alert system sent them an email, a little alert. We know you've been in an accident. Call your insurance company. So they did. And Charlie wondered if he might have to sue his own niece for the $1,000 deductible for any repairs because she was in violation of state law with the whole shoe thing. He said if she was in the wrong, he might have a case or no case. He asked that to the legal guys on the phone when he called them back. And they said, the insurance company, and they said, stand by, let us transfer you to the legal department. And so they did. And so, Garrett, you did the first one, right? First?
Yep.
Okay. Todd, case or no case?
Well, so here's my question.
Yeah.
He wants to know if he can sue her because she was in violation of the law.
She doesn't have $1,000. He's got to find a way to get it. May have to go after her insurance company to get his $1,000. Yeah.
Right. Is he saying that wearing flip-flops violated the law? Because she was barefoot, and then she put flip-flops on to satisfy him.
Yep.
And I guess the question I have is, is it New Mexico?
Yep.
Is driving in New Mexico with flip-flops against the law?
Hmm. Probably the key question to this case or no case.
And, okay. And let's see here.
A big assumption there you got to make.
I think that is a huge assumption. Denise Dirks is not here, but in honor of Denise Dirks, and given that we have less than a minute before we go to break, I can stretch my response to the point that it would be of no use to give the response just before going to break, so I could stall for time. I'm doing the case or no case equivalent of the four corners defense,
yeah.
Or offense. You know, we're up by two. We're going to stall for the rest of the game. So when we come back, I'll give my answer. Then we'll hear Garrett's answer, and then Cal will let us know if yet again another tick in the lie column is made in his ledger in heaven.
You are so mean to me sometimes. All right, we'll continue with more Radio Law Talk here very shortly on many of your favorite local radio stations and always live at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back. Hold on.
The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Boys are weird.
That's true. Not literally.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So when we went to the break, Cal had tried to stump us with the Radio Law Talk. Essentially, if I have this right, Cal, Girl's driving a car with her uncle, gets into a wreck because she's wearing flip-flops. That may or may not be a violation of law in that state. And the uncle is wondering if he can sue his niece for the $1,000 deductible because she was in violation of the law.
Yeah, he doesn't want to, but he said, if I have to, do I have a case or no case? He's talking to his insurance company on the phone as they drive this now somewhat compromised vehicle into the shop to get it looked over. And you say case or no case?
I'm going to say that this is no case. Okay. No, after all of that, no case. Because even if the insurance company says, yeah, you probably could, I think an uncle that asked for help and somebody finally stepped up and agreed to do it, and even if they had an argument and she put on flip-flops and all that, you know, he knew what she had on her feet when she got in the car. I just don't see some uncle being that kind of a tool.
I'm not sure he didn't feel guilty about it, but, you know, I mean, Garrett, what do you think, case or no case?
Interesting. I was trying to think, well, if it was a law, assuming that you can't wear flip-flops while driving, you know, can this uncle really sue her, or I guess his niece, go to small claims court and get him to try to pay up $1,000.
I mean, this is a Vietnam vet. He's living off disability. Doesn't have much money. You know, he needs his truck. You know, so that was kind of his thinking, I think, in talking to his insurance company.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Todd on this. I don't think it's the case. I think, I wouldn't recommend him. The time and the money he's going to spend is not worth it. But yeah, I'm going to say no case.
You guys, you're killing me. Both of you are just killing me. Okay, so those of you who say it was a case, that would be nobody. So that would mean you are both correct. But
wait, there's more.
You deserve an explanation.
Yes, please do.
It turns out any laws prohibiting naked feet in a moving vehicle are the stuff of myth. Shoeless driving is not only completely legal in California, but all over the country. In fact, they recommend against it because, you know, if you lose one big toe, 40% of your balance, right, you're going to fall over a lot. So there were no federal or state laws against ditching the flip-flops or driving with them or without them. Barefoot drivers may be charged with reckless driving if law enforcement believes the absence of shoes caused the accident. So free your feet and remember to stay safe. And that is no case.
No case. All right.
Here we go.
Next hour, guys just driving along, smoking a blunt, listening to the music, and the red and blue lights come on in the rear window. We'll unfold the scenario next hour on Case or No Case.
Well, that reminds me, and we'll talk about it more. The last time I was here, the Case or No Case dealt with Home Depot.
I remember that.
In the neighboring store. So I guess we got a trend here.
Now, Cal, this next case, this is not based on personal experience or anything, right?
Absolutely
okay,
not.
Okay, all right, just checking.
That I can recall, Your Honor.
The last case or no case, that this one here. So all the piggies can go to the market in the car and be free.
What they say, ollie, ollie, oxen, wee, wee, wee.
You know that that this little piggy went to the market, this little piggy's. That's kind of a morbid thing, because the piggy going to the market ain't going to the market so you can buy something.
No.
No, that's...
He's not going to Costco to pick up a bag of mixed nuts.
Speaking of that, I'll people have often asked me, well, what kind of a sibling were you growing up?
oh, boy, here we go.
And as often happens when the family gets together, seven kids in my... three brothers and three sisters, so seven kids in the family, that invariably my younger brothers and sisters will start talking about how evil I was as an older sibling growing up.
I can't believe that.
That's why you became an attorney, right?
Exactly. You know, this, you were preparing me for my life's vocation. So apparently one year we were going to cook a pig. So some friends of ours were Tongan. And so they came over in the morning. The deal was they're going to build a big fire.
A banana leaf thing,
yeah,
whatever.
And we dug a pit, and they're going to build a fire, put the pig down there and do that, and then dig it up later on. It was on Labor Day. So the day before, we had to go pick up the pig. So I drive out to the butcher with my little brother and my mom, and they bring out this pig.
No, the pig was already deceased.
It was deceased, but, okay. But it would still look like a pig.
Okay. Right.
At which point, I could not resist. My brother was... maybe nine.
Oh,
no. Hey, Pete, yeah, you know that movie Charlotte's Web?
Oh.
Yeah, I go, well, we're eating Wilbur. Yeah.
Well, at least we weren't eating Charlotte, which would be, you know.
Well, that's true. That's true. Many a web I've flown into. I've seen many Charlottes.
You know, E.B. White was such a great writer. If you want to read just good, basic fiction writing, read E.B. White's Charlotte's Web. It will blow you away by how well it is crafted. Every sentence is amazing in that book. It really is.
I just wonder what he was... You know, you're talking about somebody... Our next case, is driving and smoking the blunt. And
yeah,
the,
yeah.
I wonder if that activity might have been the impetus. Okay, yeah, follow me on this one. We got a spider that spins cryptic messages in the web.
Whoa.
Or a pig.
Whoa.
Who was the runt of the litter.
And the pig can read it. Whoa.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, great, man. Oh, hey, you got a winner there, dude. Look, Kevin's, and with that, let's talk about Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey in the news. You know, Johnny Depp facing an assault trial coming up on the 25th of July. Well, that's a civil case.
Stand by, Todd. Stand by. Here we go. Hold on just a second. I have...
Now it's time for Radio Law Talk News.
And Kevin Spacey, not a civil trial, a criminal trial that he is facing over in England.
You're all morons!
His words right there.
Exactly. And he is on his way, or he has gone to England to essentially be arraigned. And we're going to talk about, in my opinion, what was kind of a gutsy move on his part. Probably necessary, but still doing what he did in the absence of any assurances before he got there. He goes over to face the music, and the judge makes an interesting ruling about the status of his liberty pending trial. We'll cover that when we come back. You're listening to Radio Law Talk online or your favorite radio station. If it is online, contact your favorite radio station and ask him, why aren't you covering this? Why aren't you carrying this show? We'll see you after the break.
Excellent advice, Todd. Thank you. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk after this.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
This is Radio Law Talk.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and is clean at Quick Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
One firefighter is dead and 5 others had to be pulled from the rubble when a building collapsed in Philadelphia. The building caught fire early Saturday morning. It housed a pizza shop and apartments. The fire was put out, but the building subsequently went down. Officials say the deceased is a 27-year veteran of the Philly Fire Department. The Iowa Supreme Court ruled Friday that abortion is not a guaranteed right under the state constitution, reversing a ruling the court made only 4 years ago. The decision stemmed from a lawsuit filed by abortion providers who challenged a 2020 law requiring a 24-hour waiting period before a woman can get an abortion. The court ruling comes as there is speculation that the U.S. Supreme Court will overturn Roe v. Wade. Wall Street crawled out of its worst week since the COVID crash 2 years ago. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley. You better listen to us.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So when we went to the break, we were talking about Johnny Depp's successor trial. We're talking about Kevin Spacey. See, every time I talk about a celebrity, male celebrity criminal defendant or lawsuit, Johnny comes to mind because we've talked about Depp so much. Now, this is Kevin Spacey. We've covered some civil cases and things that he's had to deal with here in the United States, but he has criminal charges pending against him over in England for sexual assault. We're not going to get into the details that there are three adult male victims who are alleging that they were victims of assault by Kevin Spacey that occurred, as far back as 2005, sometime between 2005 and 2013. The individuals are now in their 30s and 40s. But the interesting thing about this case is the procedure. Kevin Spacey had to go to England to be arraigned, essentially, make his first appearance on these charges. And he kind of went over there with no guarantees about what his status, the status of his liberty, whether he's going to bail or is he going to be in custody, is he going to be able to travel. He had no guarantees going over there prior to showing up for the arraignment, did he, Garrett?
No. And it's kind of a gutsy move because you'd be stuck there for, you know, until trial, right? I mean, technically, you know, once you're there, you avail yourself of, you know, their laws and, you know, what they're wanting to do with you.
Yeah, so the prosecutor, and we'll use they refer to them as barristers and
so much, so formal.
Yes, yeah. But so we'll use the equivalence if somebody was in an American court. The prosecutor essentially was requesting that as a condition of his bail, that he be not necessarily confined to quarters, his London apartment, but he not be able to leave, that he surrender his passport, that he not apply for any other travel documents that would allow him to leave, and that he be in England, in London, for the duration of the proceedings. They're not even set for trial yet. If somebody gets arraigned on a complaint, you have that. There's a process by which they do investigation and discovery on the part of the defense. They talk about deals. There's various things that go back and forth. But
so in the U.S., how long is that process?
It really depends on the case. It can be anywhere, depending on whether or not the defendant does what we call waive time. Somebody can say, in the state of California, for example, if they're arraigned on a misdemeanor complaint, well, they've got a right to, if they're out of custody, they have a right to have that trial within 45 days of arraignment. They can waive it. They can say, look, I'll give my attorney more time to get up to speed on the case. They can waive that. But if they don't, if they're out of custody, it's 45 days. If they're in custody, they got 30 days to get that case to trial.
Wow.
On a felony case, well, they have to do a preliminary hearing first. And so within 10 court days or 60 actual days for the preliminary hearing, after the preliminary hearing, if no time waiver exists, there's 60 days that they have to get it to trial. So theoretically, from the date of arraignment until trial, could be somewhere in the neighborhood of, 85 days until they absolutely have to get to trial. Those are the minimums. And I would imagine it's a similar situation in England, similar timelines, maybe plus or minus. But the prosecutor wanted Kevin Spacey to be sitting in England the entire time. It's 2 months, not able to leave London at a minimum. And his attorney, Kevin Spacey's attorney, argued that might be undue. What were some of the arguments that he raised?
Yeah. It's he's a working man. He's got to provide a living. I think he even mentioned he does have some money in the bank, which I'm sure is just, some to live off.
Probably
of.
Just a pittance for Kevin Spacey. Yes.
Yeah. But he needs to go audition, right? He needs to go out and make money. His family's in, I think his family consisted of his dog, right? He had to go take care of his dog.
A 9-year-old dog that's in a kennel?
Yep. So I'm sure it was a low-end kennel that was just really struggling.
Yeah, it was the public defender.
It was a mobile home kennel.
Yeah, I'm sure. And so he had to go take care of his dog.
They just feed kibbles. Not kibbles and bits. I can't afford the bits.
Yeah.
Just the kibbles.
So, but you pull out every argument you can as an attorney, right? And you wanted him to be able to walk free. And I thought one of his interesting arguments is, where is he going to go? He's not going to hide. Everyone knows what he looks like. So be able to find him would be pretty easy.
Yeah, and look, I'm pretty certain if Kevin Spacey were to abscond and come back to the United States, come back to California, which I believe is where he resides, I'm almost certain that if he were apprehended here on a warrant out of England, that ultimately he'd be extradited. I don't know, but I would think that would be the case. I mean, the United States is certainly pressuring England and finally successful in getting Julian Assange extradited from England back to the United States. I saw that recently where I think England is finally going to release Julian Assange to come back to the United States to face the music here. But I got a kick out of the argument that he's a working actor and he has to audition. And I'm looking at that going, I would be surprised if Kevin Spacey has had to audition for a role in the last 20, 25 years. He's at the point in his career now where he is brought in mostly, I would imagine, as executive producer, which means he's ponying up the money on the condition that he be in the movie. So I don't know that he's – I don't think he's showing up as a result of casting to anything with a bunch of other actors in the room. And there's some dude that looks like him that's been acting for a month. Kevin Spacey is like, well, I sure hope I get this role.
Well, yeah, it's like LeBron James is going to go try out for a basketball team.
Exactly.
Or he could have said, well, I'm waiting tables. I've got a shift at noon.
What are you doing? Well, I'm a method actor. I'm doing it to prepare for a role. Like De Niro and driving a taxi and stuff like that.
Right. But,
He had no guarantees when he went to England that he was going to be able to leave, but he went anyway. And the judge, what do they call him, the judge? The judge sided with Kevin Spacey in his argument and has allowed him an unconditional bail, so he is free to come back to the United States. It's just that he said, look, he's not allowing the attorney to make appearances for him. You need to be back here. We're going to set the matter for a future date, and you get to come back here and show up for all of your appearances.
A lot of red-eye miles.
Yeah.
Well, he said, hey, you've been a good boy so far. You showed up and, you know, no fight. So as long as you keep being a good boy, you can maintain your freedom.
Yeah. I think the best example of a celebrity, or probably the best known example of a celebrity who absconded from a United States jurisdiction has never been back, is Roman Polanski.
Yep.
The Academy Award winning director back in the 70s, he was facing sentencing on a case involving sexual activity with a minor.
Yeah.
And he was pending sentencing and for some reason believed that the judge was going to blow up the deal and take him into custody. Well, if a judge goes back on a deal, then you're able to withdraw your guilty plea. And but Polanski was so rattled by that and believed that was going to be the case. He left. He went over to France. He's never been back. And he has since directed films over in Europe that have won Academy Awards. I think he directed The Pianist and stuff, but has never been back.
Well, via Zoom, he's directing now. No.
So we'll see what happens with Kevin Spacey now that they've gotten that taken care of. Be interesting to see how the case moves forward with these charges against him. And we'll follow that one as well. Where do you want to go next, Garrett? We've got Avenatti, Bertinelli. We've got the father and the college admission scandal. That was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I like that one. Let's stick on that one. I mean, it's how many years ago was it that this big scandal came out that, you know, rich families were getting their kids in through money?
Say it isn't so.
Yeah, well, really? It is so.
Wow, people were getting their kids into college because they had money? That's never
happened.
Are
you saying that money buys privilege?
Oh,
that's ridiculous.
I couldn't possibly be the case. Yeah.
But, a bunch of them, you know, pleaded guilty, and I think those were resolved or whatever. But the last trial, they just had the last trial go through. And this one was trying to get him a spot, not necessarily in the college, but on the tennis team.
Yes.
Hey, I'll donate a bunch of money and, you know, help the coach out, and, you know, I'll get you on the team. I'll get you first string or second string or whatever it is. But they got off. But I was really interested. The claims were that the guy, what was his name? Oh, I don't have his name.
Amin Khoury?
Yeah, you would have said that better than I did. That he handed in a paper bag $100,000 to the coach, who was his longtime friend and was financially difficult, and that's why he gifted him the $100,000 and not to help his kid get on the team. And I don't know why those are mutually exclusive, why he couldn't still be a friend and need help, and that's exactly why he gave him the $100 to help his kid on the team.
But that was an interesting development. We come back and want to talk about this one just a little bit more because the attorney for him on this case, well, I'll tell you how this attorney impacted me several years ago when I was trying to decide what I wanted to do for a career. As Cal said, this is the break we take at the 45-minute mark, not a 45-minute break. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Thank you, Todd. The program continues right after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
So we're talking about the final trial in the, was it the Varsity Blues scandal? This was the college admissions scandal. That's what people know. The one that Felicity Huffman, the actress, and Lori Loughlin and several others ended up doing time for. The scheme in several instances was kids that maybe wouldn't otherwise qualify to go to higher institutions of learning. USC, I think, was the one with the Loughlins. The kids, they didn't think their kids would be able to get in because they didn't have good test scores. And so this guy named William Rick Singer had this scheme where he would provide assistance, I'm using air quotes, in taking the law school or the admissions test, the SATs, and also had some innovative way of getting folks in on a quasi-scholarship basis if they committed to at least thinking about trying out for the rowing team. And I think the rowing team was picked because there's not a lot of people that go to high school. Like, look, there are a lot of people that play basketball at high school. I think I'd love to get a scholarship to a school playing basketball, baseball, football, track. There's not a lot of high schools with rowing teams. But you have colleges that have rowing teams, and the challenge for them is how do we get athletes to come to our school to row on our team. And so oftentimes they're recruiting from the volleyball team. A lot of volleyball players are recruited to be on the rowing team because they have the physique for it. And look, we can do this in the off season, and you're not going to get hurt, so you can still play volleyball. But still, they want to get other folks in. So folks got scholarships if they committed to thinking at some time trying out for or walking on. It was a very select group. And, well, the folks got busted. But in the case of this guy, he wasn't involved with Singer. It wasn't a situation where they were trying to, you know, get somebody that wouldn't otherwise qualify for school to get into that school, because I think their argument was, look, my child had the grades to get in. We just wanted her to play tennis. But the way you phrase that and the way it was written in the article, it does seem very suspicious that your friend, who is the coach of the team, comes in, you give him a bag of money. That's the allegations, $180,000 in a brown paper bag. But, you know, it has nothing to do with my kid playing on your team. It has everything to do with me, you know, wanting to help you out as a friend, because we've been friends for a long time, and I know you're down on your luck. You're in dire straits. You need some cash. Now, normally with friends, it's $100, $1,000. Yes. In this case, it was $180,000, which was just a lot. But, you know.
Yeah. I need better friends, I guess.
I do, you know. And it sounds fishy, I guess.
Yeah. Why can't it both be true, right?
Exactly. But the jury believed and acquitted. And I'll tell you, when I saw the name of the defense attorney this guy hired, I thought, well, now I know why. Because Roy Black is the attorney that represented this individual. And I remember way back, it was 1991, I was in junior college, still deciding what I wanted to do with my life. And there was this proceeding going on. It was one of the first televised trials that I can remember occurring. Again, I was just a young buck in 91, so I didn't have a lot of history. But it was a William Kennedy Smith jury trial. He was the nephew of Ted Kennedy, Senator Ted Kennedy. And they had they called it the Kennedy compound down in Florida. And he was accused of rape. And there was a criminal trial where he was prosecuted. And Roy Black was William Kennedy Smith's defense attorney. And again, this was televised. And I remember watching that and being less than impressed with the prosecutor in the case. But when I saw the defense attorney, he was slick. And not slimy like you see in the movies. He was just prepared, deferential. You could see how he could make connections with the jury and stuff. He was, even after the trial, people were hacking on the prosecutor saying, how dare she? She lost this case. And he was like, look. She did an outstanding job saying everything you need to say. I was so impressed with the way Roy Black conducted himself that was a major influence for me deciding to go to law school at a very impressionable, how old was I, 23 years old?
Well, he's had an impressive career. Here's some of his other famous clients. So William Kennedy, Rush Limbaugh, actress Kelsey Grammer, racer Yelo Castroneves, Girls Gone Wild creator Joe Francis, artist Peter Max, financier Jeffrey Epstein, pop musician our famous Justin Bieber.
Wow. I mean, that's quite the list of accomplishments and high-profile lawyers, high-profile clients. But, you know, you and I were talking about this earlier, about the effect of taking one case to trial. This was in our first hour. And what that can do for other people that are looking for a lawyer to help them after they've seen that. And having success in the courtroom is the best marketing you can get.
Especially televised success.
Absolutely. And you know, with the William Kennedy Smith trial, everything that you mentioned happened after William Kennedy Smith. And he was already a top-notch attorney there.
Well, but, then also look at the O.J. Simpson trial. The dream team, right? They've all become hugely successful.
Yeah, and Johnny Cochran parlayed that into the Cochran Law Firm nationwide.
Yeah, the late Johnny Cochran now, but still, right. I mean, everybody, celebrity high-profile cases pay.
They do.
You got to get some big names.
I do.
The low-level DUI cases, not so much.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
All right, so we are through our second hour. When we come back in the third hour, We still got folks to talk about. Michael Avenatti, Valerie Bertinelli, and a case that has answered a question that has confounded me for years. I now understand more about the movie Dumbo as a result of this case, and I'll tell you what that is when we come back after this break. Third hour coming up.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on many great local radio stations, and we thank you no matter where you're listening. We're glad that you turned us on.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.